This is the brief on the spiritual physics of displacement. You know, have you ever thought about what happens when a major evil force is actually removed? We're exploring this fascinating idea of splashdown, how removing these forces is rarely quiet, but actually creates a massive chaotic shockwave before things calm down. So first, what exactly is displacement in this context? We're not talking about your everyday surface waves from the wind. No, think bigger. Think of a tsunami, right? That's caused by a massive shift, like a mountain collapsing into the sea. When that huge object hits, it displaces everything around it with incredible force. Second, this same law applies to the spiritual realm. For a positive example, think about Jesus coming to earth. That was a huge spiritual displacement that totally shattered the status quo. But on the flip side, when the devil is cast down from heaven, the Bible says it causes woe to the earth. And why? It's not because evil is winning, but because of the sheer violence of that impact. And finally, this leads to a pretty big geopolitical prediction. The text suggests we're facing a new tidal wave right now, the potential fall of the Iranian regime. And while that would be a victory, it's also the removal of a massive spiritual stronghold, what the Bible calls a principality. Dislodging something that big, well, it's going to cause some serious turbulence and ripples for us right here in the natural realm. So the fall of a spiritual power, even a negative one, creates a shockwave that we have to be prepared to weather. Be ready for the waves when the splashdown happens.